And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Hey, this is Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa to start off the new year right. With Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja East Cape. We're going to have a great show talking about paradise. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Boy, you said it best in the beginning of the show. We are talking paradise today. Yeah, that's it, man.
Right. Yeah, John Ireland, Happy New Year. Welcome. What a
good
great
morning,
way to
Pete.
Start the new year on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody out there.
John?
Yeah,
2020.
Indeed. Yeah, Rancho Leonero.
Yep.
Well, it's such a beautiful place.
It is. It is. I love the ranch. We've been down there now 40 years almost.
40 years.
No kidding. There, yeah. That's cool,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. I mean, you've been a part of Let's Talk Hookup pretty much since the beginning, I believe, 92.
Yeah, I think you were going for about 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
When I came on board.
And, here we are, still going.
Yeah, when it was six to eight.
Yeah, way back
right?
when.
And it was just Sundays, I believe.
I think, sir. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good memory.
It's changed.
Yeah. All has changed. But you know what hasn't changed? is the ranch.
Exactly.
No, yeah. The ranch stays the same by popular demand.
Yeah.
You'd be in big trouble if you ever got crazy on your changes.
A few more rooms and nicer boats. And
yeah, all I can do is improve it. I can't change it, you know. And that's the main comment from our guest. Don't change it. Don't change a thing. So we're old style.
Yeah.
For sure. Everything down there. We put in new air conditioners, new beds. We're actually redoing our kitchen again. It seems like every 4 or 5 years.
Did you just do that?
Yeah. About every 4 or 5 years we redo it. Yeah. Busy kitchen, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of meals to the kitchen. So we try to keep it up. And, different stuff, like we're buying a new beach machine this year. And we're constantly working on it. We have a
beach machine, you mean to launch the pongas?
Push the boats in and out, push the pier in and out. Yeah. And that's a necessity. You know, we keep all the pongas up on the beach and push them in and out. So, we have to have that in the pier as well. Pull the pier in and out. We're running off the beach most of the time. It's changed a little bit now with the marina next door. You know, the bigger twins now stay in the marina and come around and pick up the guests in front. When it gets real rough, we can load and unload in the marina too. So
that's
pretty
nice.
It's changed a little bit. Yeah, safety factor is big. It's much better than it was.
Now, what's amazing to me is that just, 7 miles down the road is this massive Four Seasons resort.
No, not even seven. No, it's about 2.5 miles down the beach. Yeah.
2.5 miles. And the contrast
between
Rancho Leonero and this $2,000 a night luxury resort.
It's interesting. It's interesting watching Cabo change over the years. Yeah. You know, when I first came down, the population of Cabo was 7,000 people, all of Cabo County.
Get out of here.
No, now it's 300,000. So.
Wow. Now,
I've seen a lot.
You're in Cabo County versus La Paz County.
Yeah, we're in Cabo
County. And where's the line?
The line's just up at Buena Vista. We're about 5 miles south of the line.
So, like Palmas de Cortez is in La Paz County.
Yeah, they're in
La Paz. But you're in Cabo County.
Yeah, and I think Rancho Buena Vista as well is in. Spa's in Cabo County, and Rancho Buena Vista, the lines between Spa and Rancho Buena Vista, different counties. And, you know, it's in Cabo County, Cabo's the high price spread, so all the taxes are much more and everything.
Yeah.
I would rather be in La Paz County, but that's okay. The new hotel, the Four Seasons now, is if I had to have a hotel south of me that close, I'm glad it's Four Seasons. They're only three-story. They have 160 rooms, I think, very, very low density and real, real high end. And they're not into fishing that much either.
Yeah.
They're more into health, lifestyle, and everything.
Golf.
Golf. Brand beautiful golf course they built. Yeah.
Yeah. Robert now, is Trent that Jones something Jr. if Rancho Leonero customers want to play golf at the new resort? Are they going to, or is that undetermined?
It's undetermined. We've got our fingers crossed, you know, and it's pretty typical of developers. They want to keep the golf course for just their hotel guests and all that, but it's not economically feasible.
No.
So we expect them sooner or later to break, and when that happens, it'll be great for us.
Yeah,
next year, we have the hotel. We've kept the hotel open. We close the kitchen, but we leave the hotel rooms, and we have the bar menu. And keep the bar and the front end open. But next year, we're going to stay open throughout the year. Leave the kitchen open. It's getting busier, you know. Gosh, over the holidays, you know, we're semi-open, you know. And the hotels, like the Four Seasons and all the hotels around, everybody was full over the holidays.
It's still beautiful down there.
I
mean, the gorgeous weather and the gorgeous beaches and the Sea of Cortez doesn't go away.
It's actually the nicest time of year when the wind's not blowing.
And the beauty of the ranch is so close and easy to get to that if you have, you know, business is slow for you in that, you know, Christmas, New Year type of time, which a lot of businesses are, you can sneak down there for a long weekend so easily. It's a short flight and it's cold and rainy at home. You can shoot down to the ranch and relax and thaw out a little bit.
It's sure easy to get to. Very, you know, and we have guests that come down, groups that come down 2 or 3 times a year, you know, and stop in. And I'd say the normal length of stay is probably 3-4 nights. Not anymore. And they'll fish a couple days.
Yeah.
And now it's changed a little bit. They don't fish quite as many days. They'll take their quads, ATVs, and go run the beaches and they do other activities.
Now, do you provide that right at the ranch there?
Yeah, we do.
They'll deliver them right to the ranch?
Yeah. They sure do. You order them and they bring them right over.
Go right down the beach.
Yeah, some pretty cool ones, too. You know, they have the razors, the Polaris razors, and the, They're beautiful rigs. They're four-seaters and two-seaters, and then the regular quads, of course.
Yes, yeah.
And it's amazing how many people use them.
And if you need a guide, they'll provide a guide,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And normally people don't want a guide. They don't want them to think, people to see what they're doing to their machines. You know? Pretty amazing sometimes watching some of the antics with those things.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. So the resort opens back up to fishing March 1st?
March 1st, yeah. And actually, we're open for fishing now. You can fish. We have the two big boats, Capitan and El Jefe, are in the marina, ready to go. And so if people want to go down there and fish, weather permitting, we're ready to go.
Yeah, and are there fish to catch?
Oh, yeah. The fishing's really good right now. And that's the real secret. I've experienced my best tuna fishing right around Christmas, like 3 years in a row. Yeah. And there's no pressure, you know. Hardly anyone's out there. So when you do run into the fish, they're all yours. And this year in particular, there's just loads of Dorado out there. Loads of Dorado everywhere. And they've been catching a lot of Wahoo. The yellowfin have been around. Yeah. The striped marlin are always around.
Yeah.
Right out in front on the bump. They're no more than 2 miles off the hotel. So.
And that's what's so great about the ranch is its location. I mean, you're so close to north or south. The fish are right there.
You're on the fish for sure.
Yeah.
And it's great for us. We use less fuel, you know, and get to the fish that quickly. And, especially the marlin. Gosh, and of course the rooster fish, you know, they're right in along the beach. But the marlin are two and a half miles off, right off that drop-off off of La Rivera.
Wow.
And they're always around. I mean, they're our most consistent fish out there. There's loads of them around. Our guests now, they've been, you know, most of our guests are repeaters. They've been to the ranch nine, ten times or more. And they don't want the marlin anymore. They've caught the marlin. They've released the marlin, been there, done that. So you'll say, well, go out and catch a marlin. Yeah, no. And they drive right over and keep on going. They want the meat fish, you know. They want the tuna and the Dorado. But in the old days, when we first started, marlin were the ticket.
The big
Everybody
star.
Wanted marlin, yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much.
And they're still, I mean, it's still
I love
great.
Marlin fishing these games. Yeah, it's exciting.
Awesome
in there. Yeah.
It's not unusual to 4 or 5 fish a day. You
sure.
Know, and more than that release that many. And That's incredible fishing. If you go to Hawaii, you know, you'd be on the front page of the paper.
Yeah, for real.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I spend many a day trolling around hour after hour for nothing.
Well, it's interesting. They come over, the guys that run the boats there come over to the East Cape to fish on their time off.
I'll bet.
You know? Yeah, because the fishing is better.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, some of the best fishing in the world for multiple species, and that's what. And it's right in our backyard. We always say it. It's so close to home, you know.
It's close.
2 hour flight from L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Tijuana, and there's a lot of different flights to go.
Yeah,
for sure. In Tijuana, especially, emphasis on Volaris. The flights are so much less money.
Yeah. If you fly in La Paz.
Well, they were flying into La Paz or Cabo.
Yeah.
The trick with them is they reward you if you book far out, and they particularly very very reasonable airfares, and probably less than half of what it would be out of San Diego or L.A.
Wow.
So it's really worth looking into Volaris, and it's great. I use it all the time myself. It's easy across the border.
Yep. Yeah, that cross-border express.
Yeah. CBX is great.
We always fly into Cabo just because that's what we always did, and our last time we came down to the ranch, we flew out of La Paz. I actually really liked the drive too. The drive going home is not much farther than Cabo, only by about
20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly, 15-20 minutes longer. But it's a really cool drive.
And you miss all that craziness at Cabo.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It's a small airport.
It was nice. Yeah, I really dug it.
Very few flights in and out. I like going in and out of there too. You get to go through El Triunfo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the drive itself was cool.
Yeah.
A lot of history that you drive through. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting down there because it predates our history up here by centuries. You know, Hernan Cortez was down there and 1560 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, running around. I have to get the exact dates. But and the mission chain, you know, started in San Jose del Cabo. That's where they started, and then they built and headed north and all the way up. So the old mission Santa Barbara is not so old compared to the old mission Santa Cabo.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of history down there. It's cool. It predates the old road that runs in front of the ranch, you know, that old dirt road that you get into the ranch on.
Yes. That goes by the cemetery.
That's the original El Camino Real. That was the original road. Yeah, it ran from Cabo, San Jose del Cabo, up to La Paz, all along the coast there. And that was the old original, probably the oldest road down there. That's the road that runs into the ranch.
That's cool, John. I didn't know that.
Old ox cart road, yeah. It's been there for centuries.
So you've been there, speaking of centuries, you've been there 40 years.
Okay.
You've been there 40 years. Was there a road to Rancho Leonero then? I mean, was there a paved road?
No, same road. There was a paved highway.
There was a paved highway.
And they actually, that was the old original one, Highway 1. They added the road along the coast by Todos Santos and all after I came in. That wasn't there when I first came. But, no, it was paved up there, but it's still the same old dirt road coming into the ranch.
But flying in was a different deal. I mean,
when I first was down, that airport wasn't there.
Yeah.
Now it's the second busiest airport in Mexico.
In Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, I used to fly into La Paz. I used to fly Tijuana, La Paz is how I got in and out. And that, we had airstrips on the ranch at the time, so I'd fly in private.
Wow.
A bit back and forth.
That happened a lot.
That happened a lot. Everybody back then was flying.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Yeah. They really cut that off.
Pretty amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about at Rancho Leonero. A lot of our listeners' favorite place to go fishing.
Oh, no doubt. And what a great time to do it, too. And this is just a fun time to talk about it. Pre-show, get your opportunity to get in and fish with your favorite guide. And all the things to talk about fishing at the ranch down there are going to be a very fun show and a very busy one. And not only are we going to be have fun talking about Rancho Leonero today, we are giving away such a great prize to start off the new year. It is a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the local kind glasses. These are really nice. I've got a pair of local kinds. It's a, I would call it like a wraparound style glass, but not super aggressive. You know, they're just very modern, very good fitting, don't allow any light in, really good fisherman pair of glasses.
Yeah, my favorite.
And crazy comfortable. The frame is the soft black. It's a dark green, transparent gray. It's a really cool frame. The lens is that brand new Maui green, so very cool.
Which we talked about, the Maui green, for spotting kelps and breaking fish and stuff on the ocean. There's nothing like it. It is amazing.
We were talking about that last week with Art. Like I one of the things that I have issue with on our boat is seeing breezers or tuna. You know, a school of tuna that's subsurface. It's like disturbing the water. And I'm certain I can see them better with those things. They appear darker than normal. I love them. It's what I keep a pair on the boat. Like I love them. It's my favorite fishing glass. And of course you got that super thin Maui Jim glass. It's a glass lens. That's basically the same weight as a plastic lens.
Right.
There's just no downside to them. Yeah. They're really, really good glasses.
Best. Yeah.
So someone's getting a brand new pair of those Maui Jims. If you want to get in on the action, or better yet, your chance to talk to John, give us a call this morning. It's going to be a very busy morning. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We got catch reports, info, all kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader.
That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to get through, join in the fun, talk some Rancho Leonero with us this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you talk to the man, John, and maybe get yourself a brand new pair of Maui Jims.
Yeah, and we're also throwing in a new Bill Varney 2020 calendar, too, the sport fishing calendar, which is great. Everybody wants one.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's got to have one.
That is the only way we look at tides in the shop. You know, without that thing, we'd be lost without the tide calendar. Danny's got so much cool fishing info in there, all the big dates, you know, Fred Hall shows and that kind of stuff. It's a great calendar.
Fred Hall show 8 weeks away. Oh, my God. To Michael Holmes. Talked to Michael Holmes yesterday. He's like, yeah, we're 8 weeks away. It's like, what? That's something.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. So you win that Bill Varney 2020 calendar. Also, I want to make mention, too, I want to thank Mike Battistoni and the Maui Jim people for once again signing up for yet another year sponsorship on Let's Talk Hookup. They are our official sunglasses, and Let's Talk Hookup wouldn't have it any other way.
We are proud of that, man. It's so nice to get to have somebody like Maui Jim as your sunglass sponsor, because I don't know what it would be like. They are the best. There's no question. And, you know, we don't say they're the best because they're a sponsor. They are. That's clear. Best material, best glass, and sure proud to get to represent those
Absolutely. So we want to thank them and look forward to another great year with them. Hey, very sad news to report here. Western Out There News owner and publisher Bob Twilliger passed away this past Monday. He was surrounded by his family when he passed away, and very, very sad. Bob was just a really good guy, and I know you worked there for a little while, worked for Bob, and I've been working with Bob for 28 years, working together with him through Western Out There News and Let's Talk Hookup, a nice partnership.
It's very sad. He's such a family-oriented guy. That Western Outdoor News was a family business. He certainly treated his employees and his friends as family, very active with his own family and sports and things like that, and just the nicest guy ever, and I was really saddened to hear of his passing. He's a great guy.
Very, very sudden occurrence to it, though. And he kept one going, basically, every other publication pretty much failed, and he just kept it going. He was responsible in big part for the passage of Proposition 132, which was a huge deal. And, you know, he took care of his employees, you talk about the employees there, and, I mean, he was really good to all his employees there at Western Outdoor News.
When I went to work for one, that was one of the things that was a big thing. You know, when I started there, all of the guys around me had been there for 15 years and 10 years and 20 years. And, you know, that doesn't happen without a really strong and great leader at the top. Yeah. And that was exactly what he was. And, I'm very saddened and just a great guy that put everybody else before himself. And he's going to be truly missed.
Yeah, there'll be a memorial service for him, Celebration Life, next Saturday, a week from today. And you can check out next week's edition of Western Out There Nude. I know there'll be a story about him and a lot of information about the memorial service and about Bob himself. So check out this next week's edition of Western Out There News for the passing of Bob Twilliger. Really a legend in the business. No doubt about it. Yeah, well, let's jump into those phones. One line open. If you want to go get through, 833-288-0973.
Going to be a very busy morning talking the Rams, talking my favorite place to go in the whole world. Well, why don't we start off the phones this morning with Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura. Hills, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's a beautiful morning. I'm out here fishing and listening.
All right. I like it, Hills.
I have a question for John, and it's I was talking to my buddy about going to Rancho Leonero. My buddy Jeff Linfoot's been there quite a few times, and we were talking about, you know, like John's saying, people are not fishing for marlin as much. That, you know, there's other exciting things, and I told him, I go, man, I want to fish Cabrilla. I want to fish those bottom fish with like 80 pound test. And my question is, can you do that like in the winter? When it's maybe a little rough to go outside anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Really good bottom fishing. And a lot, big Cabrilla, grouper, big pargo as well.
Amberjack.
We've got two or three captains that do nothing. Love to fish the bottom. Alonzo in particular. And, we caught almost 50-pound pargo last year.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. And big upper
grouper, too, right?
Big grouper. Yeah, they were catching a black grouper. It's just full. The bottom is really busy. Big amberjack on the bottom as well. It's not unusual to catch 40, 50-pound amberjack.
And those things pull so hard.
Yeah, they do.
And that's worth it.
They fish deep, too. They'll go down 400 or 500 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, they go way deep a lot of the time.
That's a year-round deal, right?
It's a year-round deal. And it's better in the winter.
Actually,
the bottom fishing is better in the winter. Yeah. Fishing's really good in the winter. It's just weather permitting.
Yeah.
It really is. The fishing's really good right now.
And the windiest months, generally speaking, December, January.
Yeah. Are big months.
So
let's take down in February.
Let's take January, for example. Mm-hmm. Of the 31 days in January, how many days would be fishable?
Probably 20. It's a third of the time. The problem is when it does blow, it blows for sometimes a week,
several days. Yeah.
So somebody will come down and they just never get the opportunity to fish.
For example, we have a large high-pressure system moving in right now here. That's likely to cause a blowdown.
Right, and it does. And then when the Santa Ana's blow up here, then that's when we get the north wind. Venturi is right down Imperial Valley, right through into the Gulf.
But when it's raining up here... That's when you want to go.
You've always said if it's nice at home, it's maybe a little breezy down there. And
it's been wintry this winter.
It's been cold
down there. The temperature for us is pretty cool, 52 degrees the other morning.
Whoa!
Yeah, which
in the
is
morning?
Cold. Yeah, and rain, too.
Wow.
We had quite a bit of rain.
Yeah.
Speaking of bottom fish down there, and I know it doesn't happen every year, but it seems like some years you guys get a really good bite of yellowtail. And they're all big ones. Like, I've never seen a picture of a small yellowtail down there.
No,
time of year does that happen, if it does?
It's the winter. It's the cooler months. And they don't. The water gets over 75 degrees. They don't like it anymore. Right now, the water's pumping around about 70, low 70s. And that's really good yellowtail fishing. We have big yellowfish, Finn, pardon me. They're not schooling fish normally. They hang with each other. They're solitary guys, but they're big fish, and 30, 40, 50 pounders are not uncommon at all.
Nice.
Some big fish.
Yeah, it seems like most every yellowtail I've ever seen has been a 30 pounder down there. It's so strange, that they just, you don't ever see small ones.
Yeah, no, and that's winter, and then we'll catch a few over the course of the year. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. We caught them, one or two a week through the season, and the water gets up to almost 90. So they will hang around for the warmer water, but there's quite a few around in the winter months. It's another reason to come down and fish during the winter.
Absolutely. Hey, Hills, good time to go down there. Go get some bottom fish pretty much any time in the year. In fact, we have a lot of people that come for our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in early June that target the bottom fish because there's a lot of points for the tournament.
Right. And I promise you the bottom fishing's good, and they're always biting. If they're not, it's not going on outside, and the pelagics aren't biting, or the marlin.
Yeah.
You can come inside, and you're going to score fish every time. What they're doing is they're catching skipjack and then chunking the skipjack and then drop it to the bottom. And
magic bait.
It's working.
I'll tell you another thing, man. If you get a barred pargo and bring that thing up to the gals in the restaurant and have that thing for dinner, there is no better meal you'll have in your entire life than a fresh piece of pargo and a a cold Pacifico at the ranch. Man, that's for sure. That's my favorite.
It's so good. And what they do is you gut them and gill them and then stuff them full of tomatoes and onions and cilantro and butter, and then wrap it in aluminum foil and cook them on the mesquite barbecue. It's killer.
That's so good.
You're making me hungry. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning and getting started for 2020 here. Appreciate that.
Happy New Year.
That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get a chance to talk to John Island? You want to get a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses? There you go.
How about Mike? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
I had a question about live bait. If you fish with it much, and where do you get it?
Mike, we do fish with live bait, and it's catch and catch can. You know, normally we have it, and the species are what's available. Sardine is our best bet, and everybody likes it. They're actually not sardine; they're panfish, is what they are. But this year, it's been better. There's been more bait available. We get Spanish mackerel, of course. We get caballito. We get lisa, which is a mullet. And normally we have bait. You know, it's the off chance that we can't get bait for you. But the guys go out in the morning. They can't make the bait the night before because the bait doesn't keep and it's not fresh for the next morning. So the guys go out and make it. They'll go out, 2:30 or 3 in the morning and start making the bait. So we have bait in the morning. And normally there is bait. And as much as you need. So, but occasionally, no, just because it's not available.
Yeah.
Guys work hard to get it.
We went one day when the bait making was tougher than other times, and we were marlin fishing, and we ended up just fishing frozen ballyhoo. We had the best fishing I've ever had in my entire time ever fishing the East Cape. We had not a stitch of live bait on the boat with us. And the most, it was with you. The most fish we'd ever caught was with those. They love them.
And the guys now they love the ballyhoo.
Yeah.
Especially the billfish. Everything likes the ballyhoo, but they figured out how to rig them so they swim real well. They look live. And now you buy some of the ballyhoo and you buy the live bait and the captain as often as not will throw the ballyhoo on them, on a tailor out there. Versus you think that they would go for the live bait, but they throw a dead ballyhoo out on them, and they go for it.
Yeah, they love it.
It's a great bait, the ballyhoo. And it's a great fallback for us, too, because that's available.
You'll always have it.
Sure. That and squid. We've got squid in the freezer, both of those.
So. Absolutely. And the thing about the bait, if there's bait available, those guys are going to make it, because that's how they make their living.
Oh, yeah. And
they're some of the richest guys in the East Cape, I think, right?
They're getting $2 a fish. So, they consider they're selling... Lord knows how many. We send out 20 boats and at least 10 fish.
You're handing them a $20 bill.
You figured it out. That's 200 times two. $400.
They're having a good day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning,
Mike.
I appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Well, speaking of good fishing in the Baja, let's find out what's going on in the Baja for our full catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Castors, is standing by today. And that catch report is sponsored by Amza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro Series knife from Amza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and it's very easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest knives ever produced. Amza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check out AmzaKnives.com for more details or get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Castors. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias and happy new year. And hi, John.
Hey, Richard.
Back on the show.
Thanks, buddy. Happy new year to you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, you were talking about those, you know, using dead rig baits, you know, on the mainland side of, of Mexico, they use a lot of that. Same thing down that you get into Central America. They use a lot of rig baits. You know, it's, I remember back in the first, back in the 80s when I was going down to East Cape, they used to use these big flying fish they'd bring in from you know, San Pedro. These flying fish were probably, gosh, or must be about 14 to 18 inches long, but they'd rig those up, and that was, you know, prime bait for the billfish in those days. But, yeah, it's kind of a lost art for the some of the guys there.
Those are the Rancho Buena Vista days.
Yeah, exactly.
The early days. They used to import them out of San Pedro. Yeah, bring them down in deadly bait.
Wow.
Deadly bait work real well.
Yeah, everything
was a flyer.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, those are like you say, great baits for the billfish in those days. But now with the guys fishing light bait, it sure makes it a lot easier. But, yeah, rig baits are a big thing on the mainland, and they work. And anyway, get on with the report. Down in Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo there, they're still fishing. Cabo boats are mainly fishing the Pacific side, fishing up at the Golden Gate, out at the Jaime, and still plenty of striped marlin around there. Also, in those same areas, they're also getting some wahoo on the high spots. And, of course, they're finding tuna up to 20, 25 miles out into the porpoise, getting into tuna anywhere from 20 to 40 pounds. So very good there. And then, of course, along the beaches there, you're starting to get the roosters are coming in now, and the Sierras and the Jacks. San Jose del Cabo there, they're still getting some pretty good fishing in the high spots in between the north winds. Still getting a few tuna out there. And, of course, at the Gordo, inner Gordo and the outer Gordo, still some every now and then a good-sized tuna will be brought in. But kind of a big news this week was 125-pound wahoo. Unfortunately, it was a diver got it with a spear gun. Way. But it doesn't quite seem right, you know, 125-pound wahoo on a with a spear gun. But anyway, it was a big fish, and so there are some big wahoo running around down there. And so we'll wind up with Ixtapas y Huanto there. Blue water's out about 5-6 miles. They're raising 3 to 4 sailfish per day there. Also, a few blue marlin mixed in with those sails along the beaches there, roosters, sierras, big jacks, and some dorado basically in between the inshore fishery and the and where the blue water's at. They're picking up some nice dorado anywhere from, you know, averaging about 10 to 20 pounds. So some good fishing going on both areas. I'll be missing in action next Saturday.
That's right. You'll be in El Salto with Corey.
Yeah, Corey and I are leaving Friday, and you know, if I got 2 spots left, is there some couple of guys that want to join Corey and I? We still got time to get you in on that, and you know, fill up the group. But otherwise, yeah, we'll. I understand the fishing's been really good, so
that's what they say.
A lot of fish, so I can't wait, and I'll be caught. I won't be able to talk to you guys next week because we have no signal out there, and. So I'll talk to you guys the following Saturday and let you know how things went.
Cass, I talked to a great buddy that was just down there, and they had fantastic topwater fishing. He said, make sure you have a yellow magic popper in the thread fin shad color.
Oh,
yeah, he said that was just the most on fire. He said all the poppers worked, but if you had that, you could cast it in any direction and get a bite. That was the thing. Yellow magic is like the manufacturer in the thread fin shad color.
Did you hear that, Cass, man?
I've got it. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to go find it.
Get 2 of them, Cass, man. It was biting. Sounds like those guys are going to have a really good trip.
Yeah.
The lake is really healthy. There's really good fishing. Those guys that just got back just absolutely smashed
it.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a great trip, Cass.
Have a good time, Cass, man.
Okay, man.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks. Take care.
All right, Cass.
Happy New Year, Cass, man. Appreciate that very much.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina. Dana Landing in Mission Bay will host the 8th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale Sunday, January 19th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, followed by the Ultimate Bay Bass Panel Discussion. Next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afran Abudin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. Big discounts on the tackle you need. Even stuff that never goes on sale will be discounted one day only at Dana Landing. Over 20 different vendors will be on hand to answer your questions. Plus, it's your last chance to sign up for the Bay Bass Tournament, free lunch from Traeger, and sample the new Salty Crew beer from Coronado Brewing. Receive a $40 gift card when you join or renew CCA. Huge raffle with proceeds benefiting CCA and Rolo. It's one day only, Sunday, January 19th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning those Maui Gems or that great Bill Barnet Sport Fishing Calendar, 833-288-0973. That's how you get to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
That's right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Chris? Chris is calling us all the way out from the Big Island of Hawaii. That's a long shot. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, man. I'm originally from Southern Cal. I grew up in Redondo. I was over there 2 years caring for my mom with dementia and this, and I turned in your guys' show. Got a bunch of problems out of that room, but I'm over here not fishing because I got a bad back. I got a little double hole I fished. And, John, what you guys are saying, man, we control for days over here not getting nothing, so you got to break down. That's the question. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
But when it goes off, man, it goes off. I was like 3 for 5, 3 for 6 Aussies this last summer, 105, the biggest one like 160.
Nice.
Yeah.
So good fun. But when we go to the buoys, I want to break down and start using Ballyhoo. One, how would you use them? Number two, I'm using Shimano Spiros, like 80 pounds of,
Power Pro.
Line on there. Yeah. And get fooled by big Aussies when I'm fighting, you know, trying for Mahi. All of a sudden you get up a big Aussie hit you. Is there any pull? I'm using like a 10 Tiger stick. Is there any pull that would help me out? Because I get a bad back, you know, I've gotten hurt by these fish.
That sounds like one for Rick, actually.
So the Spiros is a big spinning reel, and it's strong, and it holds a lot of line, good drag. There are a couple of good spinning rods out there. Shimano is going to introduce a new rod this year that is going to be... It's going to be what you want. So they made a rod called the Osea, and the Osea is their highest end. If you're wanting to tackle a big tuna, that's the rod for it. No question about it. Very high end. You know, it's one of the rods they make in Japan. The only problem with them is they're not cheap. They're like a $600 rod, Well, they are coming out with a version of that this year that'll get introduced at Fred Hall that's close to half the price.
Really?
I mean, it's one of those things that they just figured out how to make it lesser expensive.
Is it going to be Coliseum, or we don't know?
I don't know for certain, and I'll find out. But I know that that's something that's going to get introduced. Probably not supposed to say it, but we're saying it anyways.
Yeah.
It's going to be the right rod for it. Like, if you're wanting a tuna popper, you know, cast a jig, or even live bait fish, but be able to pull a lot of pressure, they're going to be around $300, something that we can afford, and that is just going to be it for sure. I know it's going to be very similar. I don't know if it'll be under the OCA line or not, but that's going to be. So if you can hang until Fred Hall, that'll be what you want to do.
And then as far as rigging like Ballyhoo or Flying Fish or whatever, YouTube is probably their best source. Is just go on YouTube and just YouTube it, and it'll show you step by step, like 100 different times, different ways.
It makes a big difference how you rig them.
Yeah,
for sure.
They've got to run right.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And lots of options, whether you chin weight or no weight, or some guys will make a cross with like Dacron and pin a circle hook right underneath the cross. Some guys like the traditional old school where they run a long shank hook through the belly. I mean, there's lots of different options out there, but all of them work as long as they're swimming and not spinning.
That's the key. Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for getting up early there in the Big Island of Hawaii, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and appreciate your call there. Thanks a lot, and Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
Harry in La Jolla is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Harry, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Harry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, John, I'm sorry I missed you at Duluth's Christmas party.
Hello, Harry. Yeah, no, I took the evening off, huh?
Probably a smart man.
Smart man.
Yeah,
felt better the next day.
Well, it's a long drive from my house down to Bill's.
I have three questions for you. What is the type and the largest fish caught from the ranch? And the next question I have is spearfishing available? I've done a lot of different things, but I haven't done spearfishing. Is it available at the ranch?
Yeah, we bring your own spear. You bring your own spear gun. Otherwise, yeah. And you know, it's illegal to hunt with tanks, to spearfish with tanks. So you have to free dive, breath hold. But it is available, and it's good diving and good hunting. I hunt out there all the time myself. And like I say, all those Pargo and Cabrillo are around, and you can really bang them. The guys go outside also. We put them on the boats, and they'll go out into the schooling Dorado and tuna as well and jump in and bang away at them.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, there is good. But you have to bring your own spear gun.
Yeah.
You do. And we try to keep everybody out away from the in front of the hotel. That reef right in front of the hotel is normally just a safety issue more than anything. We try to keep the spear fishing. And there's plenty of other rocky spots out there, and again, really, really good hunting down there.
Plus, we want to preserve that reef out there just because there's so many beautiful, and it's such a great place to snorkel right out in front of the ranch.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I worry about that. The parrotfish are victims.
Yeah, they're easy targets.
Yeah, they're easy targets. They're slow, and they taste like lobster, you know, so everybody's after them. And it's been my mission over the years to try to protect them as much as possible.
Yeah.
Really, the only parrotfish left in the area right in front of the ranch because I've been so proactive and I really go after everybody. So first thing I do is warn everybody, don't shoot the parrotfish.
That's my pets, man. Leave those things alone.
They're my babies. But otherwise, there's so many other species out there to shoot, and it really is good hunting.
And I got to tell you, some of the best diving in the world, if you're a scuba diver, is Cabo Pulmo Reef, which is what, 15 miles south of you?
Yeah, 15 miles.
Yeah.
About a 40-minute boat ride.
It's very regulated now, so you need to make, especially in the prime seasons in the fall, you need to make reservations.
But it's worth it.
Fantastic. I mean, it's just absolutely spectacular.
So fishy. There's big fish down there.
When you say that's prime season, is that because of visibility, or is that just weather or comfort, or what makes it a prime season for that?
It's just a lot of tourists.
Okay.
You know, so that's why it's big.
That's just a nice time to be in the East Cape.
The cooler the water, the clearer the water
as
well. And they tend to fish because I was just looking right now on Terrafin, it's 71 degrees right now, 71 and a half. So the cooler the water, the better the visibility. As the water warms, you get more of an algae bloom, and the visibility goes down. Still as many fish, but there are actually more fish in Pomo on the reef in the winter than there are in the summer.
Wow.
So it's a better time to dive it, for sure. Yeah. But it's awesome. Pete can testify. We've been on the reef many times. Full of groupers, and big, giant groupers.
And you can arrange that through the ranch layer.
Absolutely.
Office.
Yeah, it's reasonable, you know.
It's not bad.
No, yeah. it's. I think it's
like $100 for a two tank dive
for 280s to 3,000 pounds. Yeah. So you get 2 hours.
All your equipment, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's
cool.
A good
I
want
to do that, man.
It's really cool.
No, it's worth doing for sure.
Harry, okay, happy New Year! Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Scott Sherman is on the line. Good morning, Sherm.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Happy New Year to you guys.
What's up, Sherm? Good morning.
Hey, I had a quick question for John. There is, you know, I get all nostalgic when I talk about when I think about East Cape. I used to go down there with my grandfather back in the early '70s, and it was just amazing.
Uh-huh.
I also noticed when we were down there that there was a ton of fishing from the shore. If someone wanted to come down to that area and fish from the shore for, you know, jacks or roosters or whatever you can do there, what's the best time of year?
You know, winter's great. Spring, it tends to slow down a little bit, the beach fishing, except for the rooster fish in August, September. That tends to be our slower time. That said, it's still real good beach fishing. But actually, winter time is better. The cooler water holds as well. 70, 71 degree water, they're in there. The rooster fish don't bite much until the water hits about 75, but it's real good inside. And it's interesting, but most of the fishing pressure from the beach is fly fishermen. A lot of fly fishermen up and down the beach.
It's become super popular, right?
Oh, man. You drive down there, there's one every 100 yards, you know. They're
chasing them, running down the beach.
Yeah. So cool.
Looking for a world record off the beach.
Yeah.
And there's
they got some big ones last year, too. My gosh, they got some big rooster fish on fly right off the beach.
Right off the beach.
If you just want to go down for action, too, there are all kinds of cool fish you'll catch from the beach. I mean, if you just want to fire a bait out and get a bite, you will catch all kinds of cool reef fish and little jacks and
ladyfish,
and it's so cool.
There's so many fish. All you have to do is go snorkeling on the reef in front of the hotel. You really realize, why haven't I caught one fish? Because there's so many deer.
And then the other thing, too, is you have the kayaks, all the Hobie kayaks right there on the beach, and you can kayak out right in front.
It gives you an advantage because you can cast from deeper water, shallower water, and then drag off, and you don't get hung up in the rocks.
Go catch Dorado right off the buoys there.
And, off the front, right off the anchorage on the boats in front. Yeah, and they love the squid. You know, you get about a Tootsie Roll size chunk and just fly line it and drag it behind you, and they bite it. They come for it.
Nice.
It's real good fishing. You know, you dive this, you snorkel the reef in front of the hotel, and I'm not kidding, you'll be in about 8 feet of water, and you can't see the bottom because the fish are so layered underneath.
Yeah.
And people don't believe me until they go out.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's amazing how many fish
it's really are nice. Scott, how's everything at Snap Insurance?
Doing real well, buddy. It's a good year, starting off the new year real well, and just keeping people, keeping their possessions and their livelihoods protected and doing what we do. We're, you know, up to over 60-some-odd employees down there now. So
wow.
It's going pretty well.
They do such a great job. That's why I have my insurance, Snap Insurance. They do a fantastic job. Your people are good people. And what about the run for mayor?
You know, that's going even better than I expected, buddy. We, a lot of times when you first get into this, it's all about how much money you can raise, unfortunately. It's just part of the game. But in the 3.5 weeks since I announced in the end of the reporting period at the end of the year, we did over $100,000, which blew past what we expected to raise, especially during, you know, the holiday season.
Sure.
And over half of those were first-time donors, people who haven't been involved in the process before but are now happy that I'm in the race and looking forward to some of the things we're going to be talking about going ahead here. So it's been very encouraging, my friend.
Going to be a busy year for Scott Sherman.
Yeah, I'll still manage a few days of getting some fishing.
I was going to say, better, yeah.
We need you in there, Scott.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
It's going to be fun, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Well, thanks, Scott. You have to sneak in a trip to Rancho Leonero in there, too.
Come on down.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call this morning. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic
authentic food and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.